I'm already asleep. This is a recording. Yeah, you better not have any cold feet or anything. Yeah. Shh, I'm asleep. Get to bed then. Don't lift the covers right up and let the heat out. It's chilly tonight. I just told you. What I said was if you want a coherent argument, don't ask me when I'm already half asleep because because I'm already on my side and I'm all comfortable and everything. It's your fault for coming to bed last. I mean second. They have a schedule. Several men might be lined up for all you know. Don't squeeze my bum too hard. Oh, yeah, be gentle. It's a nice bum. It doesn't deserve harsh treatment, does it? Just snuggle up close to me and I might take pity on you. And I'll turn around and snuggle. No, you're the one that's trying to smuggle things, I can tell. I might snuggle you if you're a good boy. Yeah. Well, you call me a good girl sometimes. I'm going to call you a good boy. Because you're not a boy, no. I can tell by the way you're snug. Get down. Down, boy. Down. Down. Heel. Play dead. I don't know what's the appropriate thingy for.
Command for red naughty puppy.
Maybe I should roll up a newspaper and hit you with it. No, I don't think that'd put you off either, actually. put your arm around me. No. Stop it. No nibbling. I'm asleep. so I'm definitely asleep. My eyes are closed and everything.
Yep.
Definitely closed.
And my mouth will be closing a bit. I hope I can stop yawning.
Yeah. What do you mean it's a rare occasion? Do you want elbowing or what? Cheeky. Bugger, honestly. Now when you just decide where you're going to lay your head, I mean, you keep... Don't move it that way. You're not wiping your nose on my neck, are you? Okay. It's just cold, is it? I hope so. Because that would be an elbowing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The scales of retaliation.
Oh, yeah.
Quick, short, sharp elbow.
Things like that. Leading up to the full blow. Kicking the shins if you really do something painful.
And in between shoulder nudge. Yeah. Hip wiggle. Not to be confused with the other hip wiggle. That's a different signal entirely. No, I'm not doing it just to demonstrate. Shut your face. No, you're just trying to. You must have. Have you come home horny? Well, no, I'm not horny, I'm asleep. I'm definitely asleep. Because I'm not even hardly talking now. You see, I'm asleep. I'm practically, you know.
I'm practically,
can't even think of the pin. Oh yeah, that's it. Unconscious. Practically unconscious. Oh, you're trying to put your knee in between my knees. No. No. Your knee's so bony. I know I'm nice and soft. That doesn't mean that I want a bony knee in me bits of nice soft leg. I could have a bruise now because of you. Yeah. And what will I tell people who look at my skirt? What will I tell them? Oh, you don't know. I might get run over by a bus and they'll see under my skirt and they'll say, bruise. Well, I don't know. I might show people under my skirt all the time for you now. I don't know, tell you what everything I do to them. I mean, yeah.
I might be... A skirt lifter on the quiet, you know.
Like a Marilyn Monroe impersonator, you know. Oh, you could stand over a grate. What did she stand over an air vent? No, I suppose there's not many of them around here. I have to get somebody to lay on the floor with the hairdryer. Yeah. It could happen by accident. You're in the Argos or somewhere. Somebody's demonstrating a hairdryer. They happen to be demonstrating it to somebody very short on him and blows up his skirt. These things happen. They do. Shh, I'm asleep. That's why your voice
started me talking, and now I've ended up being a skirt lifter on the quiet
with a hairdryer fetish. It's the warm air, you know. No producing any warm air of any description. Oh, I know you. No, I'm a lady. I'm a lady and I don't ever do such things. Shh. I'm asleep. Stop talking to me while I'm asleep. Just go to sleep yourself. You nincompoop. Yes, if you're trying to go to sleep next to a British subject, you can get called a nincompoop. Yep. Oh yeah.
Yeah, or a Wally, or a oh, a big yawn.
Got what I'm saying now. I'm not supposed to be saying anything. We're supposed to be going to sleep. Go 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 to sleep. Oh, you're pissing. That's not. That's quite nice. I whisper a little bit more in my ear. Just a little sweet nothing. Stroke my shoulder. Turn the light out. The lamp on your side. Well, you just let go of me for a minute. Turn out the lamp and roll back over here. While you do, I'll just nick most of the duvet. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that out loud. I would never do such a thing. Me? I'm asleep. How could I nick the duvet while I'm asleep? I don't know. These rumours you spread about me and the duvet. You could give sentence to an elbowing again, you know. And you don't want to run the risk of a dreaded hip wiggle. Lesser men than you have suffered. Can't think of any offhand. But maybe that cue from earlier is by the door. Well, I heard about my skirt lifting. You know, so I'd have attracted them, you know. So. Yeah. Oh, it's those bloomers, you know. I can't resist them. seam that digs in that you have to keep extracting. you know what I mean? You know, ladies do it who are wearing swimsuits. Because things, you know, bunch. Things migrate as you walk. Walking around and stuff. I'm just saying you don't get that with long knickers. You should go horse riding, you wear long knickers, you know. Hell yeah, otherwise you get a seam where it wears and tears. And you don't want wear and tear right there. Wear and tear right there. You know, it reminds me of a song. I saw a mouse where, there on the stair, there on the stair, right there. A little mouse with clogs on. Well, I declare, go in, clip, clip, clobbity, clip on the stair. Oh, yeah. I'll spoon you.